Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. Unbothered. Unbothered.
Impermeable. Unbothered. Impermeable. Unbothered. I'm the people's champ. Obama. And you don't understand. Melania. Permeable. Unbothered. Sick. Allergic to the con artist. Fake woke. An imposter. Only real ones up in my roster. Like Junior C. That's my
All right, so it's Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah.
Happy spring.
Happy
alive, I suppose.
Happy alive.
Happy a lot of stuff. A little crazy, but happy nonetheless. How are you,
man,
doing over there, sister?
I am doing good. I just went on a grade A mission to find some toilet paper.
Well, I'm going to keep my comments to myself. Cause
my goodness.
Have
I
you
never
thought okay.
toilet paper would
Wait.
Be a hot commodity like
listen.
That?
Listen, you know what happens when there's about to be a snowstorm? Have you ever been to the supermarket when there's about to be a snowstorm?
No, because I always stay prepared.
Oh, well, obviously not always. Obviously always is not the operative word.
I was prepared. I just was not prepared enough that I didn't realize how much paper products you go through when you're at home 24/7.
Right. And that's also what I noticed that things were crazy because of social media. So I know that I go on social media a little bit more than you do. So I saw that fight. I think it was Australia. They said it was Australia, but it's media, so you never know. I saw the fight before anything broke. I saw those women fighting over the toilet paper. So I knew that toilet paper was going to be a problem. But you only get what you need. People are being selfish.
Society is talking about. It's so crazy how like people get hyped up and they believe social media. Therefore. It's like there's so many essential things that were in the supermarket that were there in abundance, but yet toilet paper was the only thing that's missing. Toilet paper, and that's because
it's
on social media, they told you toilet paper is what you're going to need.
It's crazy. Yeah, I was on the bus one time, and the bus operator was like, yeah, you're supposed to dip it in some oil. And put it, dip it in some egg and some oil, and then put it on a frying pan, make it a joke. Like, why the hell do we need so much toilet paper? Nobody needs that much toilet paper. Nobody, even for me, I'm using a lot of, like, I go through toilet paper like water, and I still don't even need that much.
I mean, but that's the thing. All you're doing is using it to wipe your butt. That's it.
Right.
It's like golden. Like it's going to, you're going to be able to eat it, and it's going to be sustenance.
Right. And the crazy thing to me is like we've been doing ginger religiously. Like you know, Daddy knows, everybody knows how I feel, how we feel in this house about ginger. Christian's not too fond of it because you know he's eight, but. Like, but the ginger is stacked to capacity. People so concerned about wiping their butt but not cleaning their insides.
But that's like there was so much water there. I thought water would be gone.
So did I. I would assume water was gone. That's ridiculous.
Nope, it wasn't.
You should see me. I just made 12 containers of ginger right now.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, because we have like three a day, one in the morning, one midday, and then one at nighttime. But you gotta clean yourself out and be healthy. Because so many people are concerned about the wrong thing. I'm concerned about being mentally healthy, and being healthy and healthy inside my body. I'm not concerned about how, I mean, it's important to have toilet paper, but that's not my focus. Like, my focus isn't toilet paper. We got enough toilet paper so that you're not being selfish to other people.
What's even worse about the whole toilet paper situation is the fact that now you got other stores, because it's in high demand, selling one cardboard-looking piece of toilet paper for $3.
Which is illegal, so whoever is doing that needs to be reported. Reported. I am not a fan of snitching. I believe that snitches get stitches. However, if you take advantage of American people and any, not just American people, but, you know, that's what they talk about. If you take care of any, take advantage of any person right now, you deserve to get snitched on. You, like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You need to get in trouble if you're doing that to people. Like, that's crazy.
But that's what people were doing. They were selling it. They were selling on Amazon and other third-party sites, and they were getting in trouble for it because they were ridiculous.
Good.
Hand sanitizers for like $40 to $80.
That's ridiculous. I saw people when this first was going on. And people
are bugging.
I get that there's a lot of...
Oh no. Did you disconnect? I think we're having a little bit technical difficulties.
I got disconnected. I don't know what
happened. Oh, I was about to say. I was like, I think there's a little bit of technical difficulty.
No. I got disconnected.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I don't remember what I was saying. But honestly, like, there are so many people that are going through it. So whoever's taking advantage of people right now really needs to, you know, get a swift kick in the bleepity bleep. Swiftly. Like, it's not even a joke. So disgusting how people are acting. But you know what? On the flip side of how disgusting it is, there is so much good that's going on. I was part of one of the greatest parties online. Did you hear about that?
No, a party online?
D-Nice had went live. He's a DJ. He went live on his Instagram. And he had Oprah, he had Michelle Obama, Queen Latifah, regular people, like everybody was on his live. And he, I think, was on for like 9 hours or something. And then he did it a couple of more times after that. He literally went from 224,000 followers to today, the last time I checked, he has 1.5 million. Overnight, he went from 224 to 1 million overnight because of how people felt when they were listening to his music. We listened to it. I mean, you really felt like you were at a club. You honestly felt like. And then the next day, I went back on and I was cooking, and he had 100 and it went. I don't know the top number, but it went up to like 157,000 people listening to his live at one time. It really was,
wow.
Like, there's so many bad things going on, but there's honestly a lot of good things. Even in the other kind, I think it was Spain or Italy when they were singing out the window. Like, people are spending more time with their family. People are taking more showers, washing their hands. There is a lot going on that's negative, but there is also a lot going on that makes it better. And if you can find the things that make your life a little bit better, it will get you through this really difficult time. Because for a lot of people, the difficulty is not the virus itself. For a lot of us, myself included, it's the having someone else telling you what you can and cannot do, and the isolation, and the concept of a quarantine is, for a lot of people, is the issue. It's not necessarily the virus itself, right? It is almost completely mental, because there are people that are very seriously affected by it, but it's, because, you know, when they talk about, it's a completely different thing, but when they talk about how many people die from the flu, how many people die from this and that, it is the unknown of what's going on with this virus that's the issue. It's not necessarily the virus itself, because there's a lot of people that have gotten sick every single year and die, but it is because this virus is unknown and we have no idea what it can or cannot do, allegedly. Like, that's what the problem is. It's the unknown. Human beings have a serious problem with things that are unknown. And I think that when we realize that, and we realize it's bad, but it's not something that we've never handled before. Like the media is just blowing this up. If you watch CNN, oh my gosh, you will lose your damn mind. Like, you will lose your mind watching what's going on. Just the fact that we know that we're out of school, like, is wild. Out of school and out of work and everything. Like, it's just a really wild time. Like, I don't even know. I really do think it's just the mental thing that's really the main problem.
Yeah. No, I mean, it really is, because it's like, you know, physically everybody that's okay is okay. But it's like you said, it's the unknown, it's the hysteria that comes along with, you know, constantly seeing the numbers going up on television, like certain things that really cause people to, you know, start to react. And I think, and then it's like being in the house, it's not that bad. But then when people are saying, okay, it's going to be months before you can get out, like, that is where the hysteria comes into play. And then just in our state alone, it's like, we're so used to being able to get up, get out, do things. Things are being open for, you know, for 24 hours. And then we're, like, told that we can't do it, or we can't go out, or we have to limit. And it's like, it freaks us out. But that's because we come from a place. Yeah, and it's like, we're so used to, you know, having everything at our fingertips that now it's not, and people really just, they can't take it. They're not used to it.
No, and for a lot of people, that's literally the problem. Literally the problem is someone else controlling them. I think that that's one of the biggest issues with this, because even with the people, like the guy, I forgot, Casanova, I think his name was, that he was like, I'm doing my music video anyway. All those spring breakers, like, I'm going to go on vacation and I'm going to enjoy it and Corona's not going to control. And then the kid has to come out now and apologize for being insensitive. So, like, I see Daddy's on. You there, Daddy? I see you.
I am here.
Hi, Daddy.
I am here. Hotep.
Hotep. It's nice that we can.
Well wishes.
It's nice that we can all be together, even though we're more than 6 feet apart.
Yep. Yeah, no question. No question.
Oh, man.
That's
funny. That's one of the biggest concerns, I think, is literally people not being in control of their own life. And that's one of the things that, no matter what you believe in America, no matter who you agree with and disagree with, that's one thing that people here value a lot, is being able to do what you want, say what you want, be where you want. And it's a constitutional right to be and do and say all of these things, whether you feel like you're free or not, you still have the fundamental foundational right to do it. And I think at this time, a lot of us feel like we don't have a right to do anything but stay in our house. So, it's a lot going, oh, my goodness. This is a Louisiana pastor defies state order and holds a service for 1,000 people. Oh, my goodness gracious.
See,
this is the kind of thing that will take you places. Like, no, they do not have all those people that could possibly be sick in the same place. No, they don't, but they do. Like, and then
but
you just want to tell
problem.
Everybody
like,
to sit down and shut up. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the problem. It's like, if we were to just self-quarantine for 2 weeks, just stay inside. for 2 weeks.
Right.
Do not go outside. Do not try to run. Do not try to be around people. If you have the virus, you will get over the virus and you will not pass it along to anybody else. But because we're so stubborn, you know, as
right.
Americans, we're so, you know, spoiled that we are, you know, we're not thinking about the bigger picture. We're being selfish and saying, no, I need to go outside. I need to do this. But literally, if we were to just stay inside probably for 14 days, because like the sickness, I think it lasts for a couple of days. I think that's what the doctors are saying, or maybe a week. But give yourself a good 2 weeks. Stay inside, clean, be smart about what you're doing and what you're touching, and, you know, 2 weeks. Give yourself two weeks.
Around.
If we were all to do this, it would be able to subside, and we would not be keep on passing it to, because it's not the healthy that we have to worry about. It's those that are compromised. Their immune system is compromised.
Mhm.
And it's like, come on,
two weeks
will go by like nothing. It's already a week and a half.
Yeah, but every time people do with it, like this person, like the pastor that had people, 1,000 people in the church, every time you do that, it resets because you're just recirculating what's going on.
Yeah.
We're never going to be able to catch it if everybody keeps doing all these things, like. And it's not even about whether or not it's real or not real or whatever the situation is. Like, it literally is. As long as they see people keep doing this, they're going to continue to say, oh, now we got to start over. Oh, now we got to do this. And I don't even know. Like, there are so many people that are now out of work and don't know where they're going to get their next paycheck and don't know when they're going to get their next paycheck. And now the president wants to put people back in work. He wants to restart the economy. So, and as much as we're like, oh, that's so selfish, because then he wants to make everybody sick because of money. But then there's some people that are happy he's going to do that because they don't know where they're getting their next paycheck from. So I don't even know if there's a right or wrong answer. I don't know what the right answer is.
Well, you know, the thing is that there is a right answer, but we all have it. And here's something that I believe that I've been listening to. I think it is very dangerous to say that we are going to war with nature.
Oh, Lord, right, exactly.
That's just, I don't even want to hear people say that. Humans don't have a chance against nature.
Right, right.
So
exactly.
So my thing is, to submit myself to nature. Nature has told us, as a human family, you all ain't been acting right. You've been polluting the earth, the water, the air. You're speaking foul to each other. You're disrespecting your women. You're disrespecting all the isms that create schisms. Nature said, I'm going to put you all on a timeout. I want you to go to your room, just like a mother does. When the children are misbehaving, and mother let them go, and then all of a sudden, mother's had enough. Father, too. And the parents say, okay, stop it. Go to your room for a timeout and think about how you're behaving. That's what this is. This is a time for us all to self-reflect. Don't serve time. Let time serve you. Self-reflect. Think about how we've been conducting ourselves. I'm speaking about each as an individual, myself included. Consider, what part of this do I play? The virus is nature. You're not going to escape that. You're not going to defeat that. What's going to happen is that nature's going to have mercy on us. Just like a mother does when the child's been in the room and looking down the hallway to see if mother, please let me out of here. And then mother said, have you learned your lesson? So you went to church, right?
So,
and I told you to stay at home, right? But you left, right? 1,000 of you congregated. okay, I think you need another 10 days in your room. See, I see this from another kind of perspective, and I think that we all need to just really stop for a moment, assess where we are as a people. We've been at war with each other. We're shooting and killing each other. We're building walls. Talk about walls. Trump did not have built. Trump, what nature has done is, has told us, I'm going to show you what a wall looks like. It's called social distancing. I'm going to make you all create an invisible wall. See, the way I'm looking at this is through humility and submitting myself to nature. And I am saying, what is it that we can do? What is it that I can do that could appease you? Because remember in Avatar, remember with all the horrible things that were going on, they were saying, why doesn't nature step in? Why doesn't the tree of life do what's necessary? And even at its own falling, nature came in and solved her problem. Nature will always solve the problem. The earth, Gaia, the living earth, is cleansing herself. She's had enough of us. She's tired. It's just like the mother that has taken enough of the misbehaving children. Pushed mother to the limit. And if you think you're going to war with your mother, you must be out of your mind.
Right.
You better apologize to mother and promise her you ain't going to do it again. Because that's the only way you're getting out of your room.
That's amazing. And I am sure, and I am sure that most of these people on this earth are not planning on doing that.
But you see, you know, the base thought, the psychological, the fundamental psychological thought of the people who were saying, I'm going to do this anyway, have lost their own self-discipline. It's not like people are telling you what to do. Nature is telling you what to do. The doctors are only telling us through their expertise. The ministers are only telling us through their expertise. Teachers are telling us through their expertise, but we are all voicing the spiritual essence of nature. And nature is saying, I've had enough of y'all. I've had enough. And I'm going to do something now. With every bomb that you've ever created, as powerful as it may be, with every weapon you've created, as powerful as it may be, as many curse words that you've created. Know that I am power on earth. And I'm going to show you what I can do without literally physically attacking one of you. Because I don't have to physically attack you, because there's something inside of you. Because of how you're acting, you're breaking it down. Your negativity is breaking it down. Your bad vibrations is breaking it down. Your eating improperly is breaking it down. And it's the immune system. And nature has a direct connection to the immune system. So nature has told the immune system, hey, take a chill pill. The immune system has shut down in human beings. And now this invading organism has now entered us. We better get ourselves together. We better stop this. Because it ain't about people are telling you what to do. Nature is telling you what to do.
It's a good way to look at it.
And nature is telling you, go to your room and think about what you've been doing. And when you're ready to act better, I'll let you come out. So I'm listening. Went out. Got me a couple rolls of toilet paper, paper towels, in case you all need it. I got a little bit of, I went out, I passed by your house, and we were able to get that ginger extract, got that. Okay, but I'm down now
ginger.
Because we pretty much have much of what we need right now. You got to go out, you got to get your supplies, and don't get caught up on toilet paper. Okay? Because
Mr. Beginning, when I was talking about my trails to find some toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
But you know,
What was going on social media. I saw what was going on social media. So I was like, oh, gotta get toilet paper, because I already knew. Like, I didn't get a lot. I didn't go crazy. It's a regular one that you get. You got to do what you got to do. But I don't want to take away from people that need it. Because there's people buying 75 rolls at one time, being selfish like they're the only people on earth. And they're not. And this is one of the, like what you said, one of the reasons why this is happening in the first place is because of our greed.
That's right. Nothing's going to run out.
No.
They'll restock the shelves. I mean, if you've got a comfortable amount of supplies, let's say, but first, let me just say this, because I just thought about this. I really wanted to start with this, but I just jumped right into it. I just want to send my regards and my love and respect to all of those individuals who have lost their jobs.
Oh, God, yes.
Because I can only imagine what it is like.
Right.
To be in that type of position. I can only imagine. We have never been in this position before for as long as I've been aware. Now, black folk have been scratching for stuff for years.
Right.
So we know how to make much out of little.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, for all of those stores, and not just those that may not, I'm talking about people who have fought to build their restaurants, their hardware stores.
You know,
I'm talking about the basic stores that we go into. Like when I go to that health food store that I always go to, Brother Jawara and Sister Karen, they're closed.
Yep.
They're closed.
Oh, wow.
Now, they've got about five workers in there, six workers. What's going to happen to them? You know, what are they going to do?
And it's not even just what's going to happen now. It's going to happen once everything goes back to normal, quote unquote. What's going to happen because they lost so much money?
Yeah. Well, hopefully what I think I see happening might just – it may not put everybody on equal par with what they were getting, but I do believe that it's at least going to get them to survive.
Mm-hmm.
If this bill goes through and everybody gets the checks that they should be getting,
yeah.
But you know something? It also tells, like I say, you don't lose. You win or you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that the one thing that I've learned more than anything else is make sure that you have supplies in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make sure you have the necessary things. Everything that you see that everybody's going after, make sure you got a few extra rolls of toilet paper, paper towels, disposable gloves, masks,
Lysol,
disinfectant, a dishwashing liquid. Just make sure that you have extra. And every time you're getting to the bottom of one, make sure you have a whole one that you can go to. Always stay one full.
Yep, I agree with that.
Because a lot of folk got caught. See, I didn't get caught in that sense. What I got caught in is that if they shut this place down, I need to get some food to last at least 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, but that's not how we operate. I was going shopping every day.
Yeah. Well, me too. I think that's where you got it from, remember?
Every
day.
Because
I don't buy for 2 and 3 weeks, because I see people got two carts of food.
Right.
Behavior modification.
That's how we shop. That's how we always shop, every day. And it saves money when you don't shop every day. When you shop every day, you end up spending a lot of money. So I definitely want to fix that up. I want to be prepared with certain things, and I wanted to. I like how things are stocked up right now. Like I like how I don't have to worry about dishwashing liquid. I don't have to worry about certain things because we have it. And I really want to continue that once this is all over. So it is true. It's not about it's not about losing. It's about learning.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Take the best and leave the rest.
There we go. I like that. I'm going to take that from you. You know, that's just exactly true. But for all those that I consider myself blessed being in the position that I'm in, doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't take away from my own empathy, possibly even sympathy for those that are having a very rough time. 3 and 4 children. Mama, you done work 3 jobs. You have 3 jobs. You have a day job, a night job, and a job that you just do at home to make some extra money. You got 4 children at home. And the 4 children are going buck wild.
I would lose my damn mind.
Okay.
I only have 1, and I would lose my damn mind. I have to be a third-grade teacher. I'm working from home, which I'm grateful for because there's some people that can't work from home. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it is a lot. Mentally, no matter, and nobody's situation is better or worse. Like, situations are different. Everybody goes through things, and I know that it could be worse, but I don't know how women that have multiple children, and some of them are homeschooling their children, and some of them work and homeschool their children voluntarily on a regular basis. I lift my hat off to every woman that does that because it is not a joke. And then you're still responsible for them once the day's over. And then if you have a significant other, you take care of them. You make food. And like it is an amazing experience, but I'm tired. By the end of it, I'm tired.
You're going to have to get off.
T-I-Y-A-D. I'm tired. So, but I feel like I feel lucky and I feel blessed and I'm not complaining. And, you know, I really do. I really am honestly blessed with the life that I have. But geez, you really take things for granted.
It's quite something else. It's something that we all have to think about and we all have to look at. And this gives every family a chance to bond. This allows families to bond.
Mm-hmm.
And these moments will never come back again.
Hopefully.
These are very unique times.
Very unique times.
This experience will never come back like this again. Because even if it happens again, we've been through this.
Right.
But the bottom line is that the opportunity that mothers have to be with their children now are very precious. This is another thing that nature is looking at. You know, I know that it's frustrating. I know that it's, but is there a way that we can work together so that I can do what I have to do? You do what you have to do. We'll all work together.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I told you about my mother when I used to talk to her when she used to have to work. She said, "You like all those things that I can get you?" I said, "Yeah, Ma, I like it." She said, "Well, I have to work. When I work, I can get it." And an open conversation, when my mother was working, because she used to do work from home. She was a secretary. She used to do typing, and she get paid for it. So she had her hustle on the side, too. And that was time I wanted to dance around her, play with her or whatever. Hey, this is a time for families to come together now in their own houses and have an open, honest conversation with each other and be able to move forward. And I pray that we're able to do this. And those that are able to do it will create a relationship after this is gone that they never had before. And I think this is the time because our children are watching us. They can feel the anxiety. They can feel what it is that we're going through. They may not be able to know it, but they can feel it. There are others that will know it. And how we act under this sense of emergency is how they will deal with emergency. So if we scream and yell at them, when they're in emergencies, when they come of age, they'll scream and yell.
That's true.
If they sit down and have – do you remember how many family conferences we used to have? When I used to tell you, okay, it's time for us to have a family conference here. Let's talk. But particularly if I said a curse word.
Yeah, we remember.
You know, a lot of it came when I had done something wrong.
And it wasn't even that bad.
Yeah, it's quite something else. But family, I've got to make a call. I got to make a call.
So, Will, you know, we just wanted to get on and let everybody know if they were, you know, we just wanted to share how we were feeling and all
okay.
that. So, you know, everybody can get to their families and get to doing what they're doing and to enjoy themselves. And it was just nice to be on here for a little while with everybody. You know, I still got a little bit of homework. Yes, and I still got a little bit of homework to help my baby with. So.
There we go. Help him out.
So
help him out.
Right. So everybody enjoy and stay safe and healthy and drink your ginger and drink all the good stuff. Enjoy yourself and stay healthy, safe and that's it. And hopefully this goes much faster and everybody we stop losing so many people and start rebuilding and getting back to where we need to go.
Make sure don't serve time. Let time serve you. All those things that you
that
want
is a great
to
way
do,
to end
you
it.
Say, I wish I didn't have to go to work. Well, here's your check.
Listen, okay? Right. That was a great way to end it. And everybody stay safe and HOTEP.
That's
no
right.
Doubt. HOTEP
keep on
family.
Keep it on because it ain't over till we win.
Oh, I like that.
There
I'm
we go.
HOTEP family.
HOTEP fam.
Walking in the street, looked up and noticed he was nameless, he was homeless. She asked him his name and told him what hers was. He gave her a story about life with a glint in his eye and a corner of a smile. One conversation, a simple moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes. They said I would never make it, but I was built to break the mold. The only dream been chasing is my own. So I sing a song for the hustlers, trading at the bus stop. Single mothers waiting on a jet to come. Young teachers, students, doctors, sons on the front line, knowing they don't get to run. Let's go up to the underdog. Keep on keeping at what you love, and you'll find that someday, soon enough, you will. Back to the kitchen, talking to the driver about his wife and his children. On a run from a country where they put you in prison for being a woman and speaking your mind. And she looked in his eyes in the mirror and he smiled. One conversation, a single moment, the things that change us if we notice when we look up sometimes.